down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised. This is NRA country.
Welcome back, a little NRA country. Your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, the Spider Monkey, Peanut, Vogler, Matty G. Midwest Outdoor Studios, huddled in the bunker, sipping Thomas Coffee. Get much better in this, Volker Wagner?
Not much.
Who's this segment?
This segment is brought to you by Z-Max.
Yeah, we might even throw a little barbecue sauce in there, a little Ray Ray's.
Ray Ray's barbecue sauce.
Yeah, what a great Saturday morning. You know, some people call this work, Volker Wagner.
That's
believe
funny.
That?
It is.
Haven't we had some great guests this morning?
We've had really good. I just love the Conservation Federation of Missouri. Those guys are
those
out there fighting for
us. Those guys are really
us.
Doing a job. And you need to join. If you're not a member of the Conservation Federation, you need to join him today. You really should. Well, we got a guest. I hope he's still alive. He's running with Brian Clark over in Illinois. They were going to give us a fishing report, but he said the river's blown out. We got a little intro for this guy, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're going to go out and visit with Tiny Tim. He is the chief word sequencer and director of humor at the Thinking Woodsman. And also has a podcast, Thinking Woodsman podcast. We call him the Talking Woodsman. Tiny Tim, what, Volker Wagner?
Can we say sequencer on the radio?
I think so. Tiny Tim Chelsvik. Hey, you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
I don't know. I'm not sure. How's your night with running with Brian Clark? He's hard to keep up
with,
brother.
You guys need to be flattered because the jail here in Peoria, Illinois, only lets you make one phone call.
This is awesome.
And you guys got it.
This is it. This is great. That's good news. That's good news. You know, when they talk about if you're not a big dog, stay on the porch. The big dog's off the porch, and that's Brian Clark. He's a big dog.
We tore Peoria up last night. You know, the Bart Rogers with the Peoria Rivermen had us come in, and Peoria Rivermen won 6-1. So
awesome.
Versus the Fayetteville Fire Ants. So it was cool to see some great hockey. But we got a chance to talk to a lot of people about Z-Max,
so cool.
Gun Lube and Bolt Cleaner. I mean, it was we had a lot of fun doing it.
Well, tell us about the event. Why were you guys there, and what was this all about again?
So it was an event in conjunction with the National Wild Turkey Federation, and had a great. They had a few representatives there along with us, talking to people about NWTF and talking to people about Z-Max. A lot of people are familiar with Z-Max in the automotive industry with their lubricants that they've had for years and years, but they don't necessarily know that Z-Max is into the firearms world and this proprietary blend that actually soaks into the metal on your gun, so it protects it longer, keeps it cleaner longer. It makes sense for, especially for us guys that we use our firearms on a regular basis and need them to work every time. And maybe don't always have the time to give them the love they deserve because you're running and gunning to the next spot. Z-Max is legit stuff, and I use it on my sidearm that I carry on a regular basis. And Ray and Vogler Rago, you guys know that I bow hunt a lot.
Yes.
And I oftentimes will sit out in the rain and hunt all day. And so what I've taken to do, and I take the bolt lube and I hit all the little screws on all the components of my bow before season, and that stuff soaks into those screws because those are the things that typically rust after sitting out in the rain, like I do. So it protects my bow also, including my firearm. So it's good stuff, and we're talking to people about it. Yeah.
Okay. You rust when you sit out in the rain?
I get creaky. I don't rust.
Okay.
I get a little stiff.
Maybe this show doesn't give you the love that you deserve either. Maybe we got to work on that.
I could always use more love.
Always use more love. Yeah, Z-Max. Only Brian Clark could put together an event where the Turkey Federation and Z-Max is at a hockey game talking to people, right?
He's good at finding overlaps.
Yes,
and mutual points of interest. But it was so much fun. I grew up playing hockey, so to me it was the convergence of the world of hockey and hunting, and we just had so much fun night. And Peoria Rivermen, they know how to put on an event. It was a lot of fun.
Well, aren't those events like really? I mean, atmosphere is like a carnival, right? I mean, they have a big time. They do all kinds of neat stuff, right?
Yep. Yeah, they got a blimp that they fly around inside the building. That's they would cool. not let me fly the blimp. I wanted to fly the blimp. They would not let me do it. But they had me come down on the ice and drop the puck. And
That's so cool.
That was a lot of fun. And yeah. They pronounced my last name right over the loudspeaker.
Which, really? I haven't done that yet, and I've known you about 5 years.
You got it. You guys. Well, it took me 7 years to learn how to spell my own last name.
Yeah. Well, I want you to say hello to the guards there in the jail in Peoria and give them my best. I did a Turkey Federation and NRA show there some years ago, and I was there twice. So I never saw those guys. Yeah, I bet they did. Bless their heart. happy April 1st to you, too, you and Brian.
Oh, yeah, thank you. And we've got a new podcast episode launching later on today,
cool.
as soon as I get the thing published and uploaded. So if people can go to thethinkingwoodsman.com or look for it on iTunes and download the April show.
Okay, what is April about?
We're talking a little bit of turkey hunting. We're also talking about some shenanigans that anti-hunters are up to. And it's a real grab bag of stuff for this month. And also, in homage to my dad, Ray, you know that I lost my dad here a couple weeks ago. And so we talk about just some of the high points of his life and what he taught me and fishing and hunting and try to honor him with this show too.
Absolutely. Great. What vocal vibrator?
If anybody wants to see some really extraordinary pieces, you put some things together, and I got to say thank you for sharing that. That was just they were just not just good. Those were great pieces about a man and his dad.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah. I on my website, I wrote an article called "The Walleye Are Eternally Screwed," and that was my eulogy for my dad.
That's great.
A huge walleye fisherman, and I feel like the life I live is kind of a tribute to everything he did for me. So I wanted to put pen to paper and write something that would be a tribute to him. So that's up over on thethinkingwoodsman.com.
All right, brother. I understand you didn't get to go fishing. The river was messed up, but this was better than a fishing report. Enjoyed having you on this morning. Give Brian our best, our love, and appreciate you being on the show. What, Vogler Vogler?
Alexander Steakhouse,
oh,
Peoria.
Vogler.
In Peoria?
Oh.
Well, once they let me out of here, we'll see about getting hooked up.
Thank you, Tiny Tim. Would you like to hear your song on the way out?
Please.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so special. Oh. Just for you, my friend. Just for you.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Take care.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
Yes, boys and girls, Tiny Tim from Peoria Jail.
That segment was brought to you by Z-Man.
Yeah, we'll see you all on the other side, baby.
Live mobile on demand.
From the garden, by the garden, on the wind.